Okay, so we're learning Dine Kaddish, getting off on significant tangents. Okay. So we're talking about what he means by the Maimer Chazal that says that if you say Yehesh Mirabba B'chol Kocho, with all your strength and all your might, that you it's Korin Lo Gzardino, that it rips apart a Gzardin. Okay, I mean, what's a Gzardin? You know, someone who has Chas V'Shalom, I don't want to say, Bili Ayin Hara. Someone has inoperable cancer, so to give him the advice, come to Shul and say, Yehesh Meir Abba, how is that? Right. So before Hashem say, this does not work like after the fact. It works every day. Say, we don't even know the Gzardins that are upon us.
Define Gzardin. Does it have to be so terrible? Could it be a little
Gzardin that you're getting a ticket today.
Yeah.
That you're going to find a ticket though because you left the car for 2 minutes. On the meter, so Hashem is going to change around his schedule for your ticket. No, usually not. That's a little petty, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe he'll have the meter maid who's going to find your car step in something that he's going to take an extra minute to clear off. To tell you that story about the guy who was pinned under an ambulance because he as long as he lives in a high rise and there's a big long corridor to get out of his building. And usually the doorman opens the door for everybody. This time the doorman wasn't there. And he opened the door himself. And he sees about 30 feet behind him is a woman who's walking down. And courtesy, he holds the door for her. Right? So he's holding it for her for about 3, 4, 5 seconds. And then as she's about 10 feet away, she starts looking at her heel. She must have stepped in a raisin or something. And she starts fixing her heel. And he says, right, she's doing something, and he walks away. He doesn't hold the door for her. Not 2 minutes later, an ambulance jumps the curb, pins him to the ground, and amputates his leg.
The woman or the man?
The man who's telling me this story. He told me this a long time ago, from the hospital bed, that had the doorman been there, he would have been 15, 20 feet ahead of that ambulance. Had she not stalled, stopped. Who knows? What did she step on? A fly? A dead
right.
Fly? A raisin that a kid dropped? An M&M that a kid dropped out of his carriage or something? Why wasn't the doorman there? If he had continued to hold the door for her, he would have been, he would have been 15 feet before the ambulance cut the curb.
Right.
Right? Would he have killed
someone
else? Would he have... So
you're saying that's a Gzardin there, is what you're saying.
So I'm telling you that there are five different ways to approach this philosophically between Rav Sadia Gaon and Rambam and Ibn Ezra and Ramban and others. That there was something in motion there. You can. We don't even know what things didn't happen to us because we were just. Especially when we're driving, for goodness sakes, who knows what kind of a mishap, just a small order. Can be devastating. So I'm just saying that by saying Yehesh Mirabba Baruch Ol Maya, I think what it does is, at the very least, it gives you this realization of how much we're dependent on a shomer who's looking out for us. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, if God isn't watching the city, right? Im Hashem lo yishmor ir shav shokad shomer. It's obviously alliterative. Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, if God isn't watching the city, shav shokad shomer.
That's a song, right?
Maybe, but the shomer is watching it for naught. That guard is. Right? The same could be true about the locks on your door, the locks on your car, the locks on anything. We need there's a guardian, like in Koheles, there's a pasuk, a guardian over a guardian. All right, so I don't know. To me, if we say Heishmei Rabba means. I mean, like what we say when we leave Shul on Shabbos, the last words Hashem li velo ira. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have lots of fears, but put them in perspective. Let's go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Zeloshon at Hakadosh Shel Rabbeinu Hagrach. That's Rabbeinu Chaim Yevolozhin. You see, I'm on the fourth line. Zitzukol Hakadosh Levracha. B'sifro Nefesh HaChaim. So Chaim wrote a smaller pamphlet. You ever study it? Nefesh HaChaim, it's on philosophical notions. Shar Echot Perkhof. V'lachein Amruza, Zichron Levracha. Kol Ha'oneh Men Yesh Merah B'Mavorach B'Chol Kolcha. Koran lo gzadino. What does that mean? And if you say it with all your korach, koran lo gzadino. I mean, so let people who feel they're in the middle of a terrible gzardin go to shul. And what do you have to pay a surgeon? What do you have to do anything? What do you have to worry? Just go to shul and say yesh merava and finished. So obviously the memra does not mean kipshuto. You know what I'm saying? When someone is diagnosed with cancer, he has the right to think this is a gzardin, right? I think that the actual lashon in the Gemara is korin lo gzardin shel shivim shana. Check the shivim shana is a lifetime. A lifetime of zera you can undo. That's it, I think. No, excuse me, I'm conflating that. I think it is kol haboche al adam hagun korin lo gzardin shel shivim shana. If you cry over at a funeral of a good kosher dikka person, then you look, there are many mamrei chazal that say if you do this, you can rend tear apart a gzar din. Right, so let's see how Rav Chaim explains this. Right, so it says that Rav Chaim Ivelazhin explains. Vafilu yesh bo shemetz shel avodah zara mochlin lo, ki ikur kavana ze haShabbos ze haShevach hu sheyit atzel biyushpa tosefes bracha v'shefa'as or elyon l'chol adal olamos. All right, we're getting into serious Kabbalah. Atzilos bria yitzira asiya. Let me just explain this. He says that Rav Chaim adds on to the Maimer Chazal something that appears in a different Maimer Chazal in the Gemara and Shabbos that says that if you keep Shabbos according to the halacha, you learn the Hilchos Shabbos and you're very careful with Shabbos, right? Kol Hashomer Shabbos Kilchosa. It says Mochlin Lo Al Kol Avonusav. He's forgiven of all his averos. Afilu oved avodah zara kedor enosh, even if he worships avodah zara. So here, when Rav Chaim put in, he says, afilu yesh bo shemetz shel avodah zara mochlin lo. Even if he has a shemetz, means shemetz doesn't mean he's mamish worshiping avodah zara, because that would be crazy to say worship avodah zara, go to shul and say yesh mirabba and finished. What else can I do for it? You know, that's absurd. It means his shemetz shel avodah zara means what is someone who has shemetz shel avodah zara is. He has thoughts, you know. Are there other powers out there? Right? Do I have to appease those powers? Right? Do I have to consider what those powers are? Einod milvado, the Gemara says. There's no power besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But, you know, then what does that mean? That's a Christian thought. That I don't care if there are germs, and I don't care if there's I can walk on glass, and as long as I have Jesus in my heart, there's nothing can harm me. That's not our way. Adravas, you have to tikkun aguf. You have to live in the world, and you can't just say, you know, the bullets are flying, but I have my faith in God. I know. And for every one of these, I can pull it. It says in Tehillim, Yipol mitzidcha elef. Sound familiar? There are 1,000 will fall from your right, 10,000 will fall from your left, and nothing will touch you if you put your faith in God. Right? So the Gemara says many people tried this and it didn't quite work for them. Who's? You know? So you have to be very careful how we use these divrei Torah.
Why can't it be both? Like a balance of both?
It should be. And should then, be. I told someone who was very.
I don't think
very,
they're contradictory.
Yeah, someone was in my office yesterday, very, very desperate about something. I said, you know, you should have emuna as if you have no ishtadlus, and have ishtadlus as if you have no emuna.
That's a good one.
Right? Do everything you personally can as if though you don't even believe in God.
Is that your quote?
I think it's a Rebbe, something
it's
like
nice.
That. But also, you should have emuna as if though you are helpless and hopeless. And the two of those together. Right. In other words, when Esther heard that Mordechai is truly going to be able to get everyone to fast for her for 72 hours, then she felt, now I feel the chizuk, that there's the chuyos that are standing up for me will make me succeed. Right? Okay, that's how that works. Let's see what Reb Chaim says here. So he says that there are four parts of the world. Atzilus, which is a very early part, before God even created the heavens and the earth, where only He existed. There wasn't even matter. He had to create matter. Right? What existed was antimatter. Our feeble minds can't even figure out what to call it. That's Atzilus. Then there's Bria, then He creates. Then Yetzira, He gave form to that creation. The Ramban calls that Hiuli.
Glue.
He formed it. Right, into different things, into mountains and oceans. And then Asiyah Shebar Elokim La'asos, the last word of creation.
Couldn't think
of Shabbas Mikol Melachto Shebar Elokim La'asos. And the Rabban says that's the unfolding of history. That's now God gave it to us. The Malbim says an interesting chiddush, is that every time the Torah mentions parents, how we should relate to parents, Shabbos is right next door. Not too many. Ishimoga aviv tira'u, bez Shabbos osai tishmoru. Right? Parshas Kedoshim. Shomoros yom ha-Shabbos l'kadsho, kabeiris avicha v'simech. Shomoros yom ha-Shabbos l'kadsho, kabeiris avicha v'simech. How we relate to parents is only mentioned three times, and all three times, the same pasuk, or the pasuk afterwards, mentions Shabbos. What's pshat? Is that Shabbos represented the cessation of these three: Atzilus, Yitzira, Bria, and Yitzira. Right? But after Motzei Shabbos, the first Motzei Shabbos, so God rested. Is God going back to work and creating another? No. God said, "Now I've put in motion all these things. Scallions will create scallions. Beavers will create beavers. Humans will create humans. You get it? Parenthood." Totally the Shabbos. Now it's up to us to create other humans. God isn't creating humans anymore. We're creating with a shutfus for God.
Can you go?
Now it's up to us. Hashem Baruch Elokim La'asos. But we say every day, HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamim. What's the next word? Ma'aseh B'Reishis.
Can you say that again?
That's the fourth. There's constant Asiyah. There's Atzilus, Bria, then Yetzirah, the forming, which is happening on the day one, day two, three, four, five, six.
Yep.
And then the Asiyah, which is Asher Baruch Elokim La'asos. Now, okay, now I'm partners with you.
The Shabbos of the Asiyah.
Can you connect the Shabbos to...
And then this first Motzei Shabbos, the first thing the Gemara says that Adam created was fire.
So the Asiyah continued after Shabbos again.
With man's shutfus, but that Ma'aseh Bereishis, called Hamachadesh B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis Shneimar La'osei Orim Gedolim. See, La'osei, the word Asiyah keeps coming up here, because you wouldn't say anymore Li'otzer Orim Gedolim, Li'borei Orim Gedolim.
Right.
Now it's an Asiyah. That's because we have a partnership with Kadosh Baruch. Right. Okay, so V'zehu Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevarach.
Sorry, can I just ask you one question?
Ad la'olam.
Hashkafically, then, what's pshat with Shabbos and the parent? I understand, like,
yeah, that's what
the
I
Asiyah.
Ask.
So, as the a result parents. Of Shabbos, we now become parents. This is maybe why
in terms of
Shabbos
doing a Asiyah in the world.
Mar says that Shabbos is such, you know, only Shabbos is such a time for mitzvah, mitzvah sona. So
we relate now to the world in terms of Asiyah. That's how we're supposed to see it,
right? An Asiyah together.
You relate
with
to
God.
Our parents like that.
Yeah, so you can use the word Yitzira. I'm sure you can find Pesukim and Gemaras where a person is a Yotzer. Kihine kachomer biyad haYotzer. Yotzer is a potter, right? But that's because we're taking God's raw material and fashioning it into something else. But the Yotzer Harim, it says in the Intel, there's a Yotzer Harim. So now we can artificially make things also. You know. But that partnership with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, when we say Yehei Shmei Rabba, so I'm partnering, as if though my Gzar Din is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gzar Din, it's one and the same. So Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know what? Partners here, so that's the as if though to say so.
Is that what Shabbos, in one respect, represents the partnership of man and God?
I think it says Kol Hashomer Shabbos Gil Chesed Nasa Shutaf Hima Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. again, Maaseh Bereishis. I like to see that word Os, or La Sos, or these La Sia, the fourth realm. I'm afraid the next 7, 8, 9 lines are going to be so esoteric as to want to do it justice. We'd have to spend weeks on it. So I'm just going to suggest to you is that what I said now suffices for this point of why saying Hei Shmei Rabba, because we're saying Olam Ulo Me'ol Mayor, God's world is blessed. God's world is blessed. So that the blessing is our partnership. This is what we should be thinking when we say Hei Shmei Rabba. Okay.
But in Kaddish, though, it's all about praising Hashem. It's not about our partnership with Hashem, right? And all the other words in Kaddish are, God is great, God is this, God is this, God is this.
Yeah,
and then Hei Shmei Rabba is, oh, now we're working together?
Yeah.
In the middle of it?
I'm going to strive to deserve to be within that framework of Kedusha. It was actually a footnote in my... I'm just finishing off my Haggadah now. There's a footnote where I have a discussion towards the end of the Haggadah. Just for one time, it refers to Hashem as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One all of a sudden, you say, Hashem, ilu lo yatzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sabuseinu, harianu, b'nei b'neinu. Right? What's that? It's not the end. It's in Avodim Meir. It says, Avodim Meir Far Mitzrayim. And then it goes back to Hashem. Why HaKadosh Baruch
Hu?
So I didn't see this in any parish, but the saying is that while we were in Egypt, we had no opportunity for Kedusha. Of course not. A slave just wants to get through a day. Leaving for Israel today, so close to my house about 10 to 9. His life certainly isn't blessed, right? A slave's life is a cursed life. Right? Pascal Perikhoff talks about how bad things got for the Jews in Egypt, even spiritually. So what I'm trying to say is that. Is that with Yetzias Mitzrayim we could appreciate Kedusha and Bracha, the first word, right? Be'er Shem HaShalim Kadesh Li Kol B'chor Petr Kol Rechem Bim Yisrael. Kadesh Li Kol B'chor is that, that's why Makas B'choros is so important, and Moshe's opening words to Paro is B'ni B'chori Yisrael. Is that, yeah, they had babies, they had children, but it was for another curse, another slave, another death, now that you're free, now you can use your energies and your talents free for you. Kadesh li kol b'chor, I'm using it for Kadesh Baruch Hu. So you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying, yeah, Kadesh is to recognize not only how blessed and how holy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but that I am sharing that.